half blind with a violent, sick headache, fell behind his army and stopped at a farmhouse. I spent the night, he records in his memoirs, in bathing my feet in hot water and mustard and putting mustard plasters on my wrists and the back part of my neck, hoping to be cured by morning. The next morning he was cured instantaneously, and the thing that cured him was not a mustard plaster, but a horseman galloping down the road with a letter from Lee saying he wanted to surrender. When the officer bearing the message reached me, Grant wrote, I was still suffering with the sick headache, but the instant I saw the contents of the note, I was cured. Obviously, it was Grant's worries, tensions, and emotions that made him ill. He was cured instantly the moment his emotions took on the hue of confidence, achievement, and victory. Merle Oberon on Worry and Beauty. When I interviewed Merle Oberon, she told me that she refused to worry because she knew that worry would destroy her chief asset on the motion picture screen, her good looks. When I first tried to break into the movies, she told me, I was worried and scared. I had just come from India, and I didn't know anyone in London where I was trying to get a job. I saw a few producers, but none of them hired me, and the little money I had began to give out. For 2 weeks, I lived on nothing but crackers and water. I was not only